Get informed, get inspired, and get connected. CannabisRadio.com presents NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. The National Cannabis Industry Association is the only national trade organization representing the businesses of the legal cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice covers a range of topics, including the rapidly evolving political and policy changes that affect our industry, news and events of importance to cannabis professionals, and features on companies, individuals, and campaigns at the cutting edge of the cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice begins now.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, and I'm from the National Cannabis Industry Association. Today, my guest is Joan Irvine from the company ResponsaTech. And ResponsaTech is a company that focuses on responsible practices, procedures, and compliance for measures that are dedicated to ensuring that youth, young kids, don't access age-restricted content in the digital marketplace. So we'll talk more about that, but first let me welcome Joan to the show today. Welcome, Joan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on, Bethany.
It's great to have you. So let's get to know you a little bit. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit more about your background, where you came from and what you started doing?
Okay, that sounds fine. I've been involved in technology and association management for most of my career. I've worked for companies like ADP Automatic Data Processing, Bell Labs, and Goal Systems. So I have a tech background. But since what relates to this is since 2002, I've been involved in policy and technology for online child protection. For example, I was the CEO at the Association of Sites Advocating Child Protection, where we established policies and best practices for online industry and developed a system to monitor our members' compliance. The importance of that is it demonstrated to the government that an industry can self-regulate and go above that's required by regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what we really need to do is we need to really go above and prove to the government that we can be doing that. Also, I spearheaded the development of a filtering label that Google, Microsoft, and most parental control systems adopted. It was on 16 million pages, and if parents implement parental controls, children would not be able to access age-restricted content, which you mentioned. And because of this, we were awarded the 2008 Associations Make a Better World Award.
Oh.
By the American Society of Association Executives, which is in D.C. And because of that, we were recognized by Representative Jane Harman, California State and Assembly, and several California cities, including my hometown of Redondo Beach. And if people want more information about me, if they go to LinkedIn, my whole history is there. So,
the whole story, got it.
Yeah,
I really liked what you said about self-regulating, and the cannabis industry has very much been aware of that and on top of that. And we are doing things and implementing processes, I think, now to head up what would happen once it becomes federally legal. And also, ASAE, you mentioned, the American mm-hmm. Society of Association Executives. NCIA actually is a member of that because we want to be the best industry association we can be. So we learn from those who have been in the association space for a long time. So it's really great to hear about the breadth and depth of your background there. And it's very clear how it applies to cannabis, which leads me to my next question. What inspired you or your company to take up an interest in the cannabis space? Is there an inspiration there, or a personal story, or just a passion?
Probably all three. I've always believed that cannabis should be legal, and really, to me, no different than alcohol or other age-restricted products.
Great.
And it was also just horrible how many people went to jail because of the laws around cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our drug laws created a whole new class of criminals and ruined many lives and families and drained our government resources, which is our tax money.
Yep.
And then also from an economic perspective, that whenever the government's complained that they're in the red, and if they had a thriving cannabis industry to tax, most would be in the black. But this does not mean I agree with the paying a combined tax of 35%, but that's another topic.
Oh, sure. I mean, right. I mean, we just recently produced an educational video here at NCIA that I'm super excited about, talking about Section 280E of the IRS tax code. And gosh, these direct-to-plate companies are paying 3.5 times higher than any other business next door to them. It's incredibly burdensome on an industry that wants to grow literally and figuratively and be able to give back to the community when all their tax money is going right back to the IRS. So let's come back to the present though. Tell me more about your current role at ResponsaTech, which is a member of NCIA.
Yes, we are. I'm a very proud member. Well, about my role at ResponsaTech, I'm a co-founder and CEO of it. It's a startup, so most people know what that means. I do everything. You know, it's everybody does everything. You work 24/7. But actually, I've been very fortunate to assemble an amazing group of co-founders and staff who have been involved in technology, youth protection, government relations for decades. But it also means, you know, finding and working with lawyers, being certain that the company is set up correctly from a legal perspective, trademarking, establishing business infrastructure, modifying software, writing business plans, developing relationships like we have an authorized channel partner agreement with Buoyancy Digital. That's a digital media company that's done age-restricted ad buying for over 20 years.
Oh, great.
And that's just a start. Then there's marketing. There's attending trade shows like we're going to be doing. And we're going to have a booth at the NCI Business Summit. And everybody knows how much work that takes.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. So, we definitely keep you busy with those conferences. And it sounds like you said, you're in startup mode. You're doing a little bit of everything. So you're wearing a lot of hats. You've got a big hat collection.
Yes.
Great. So let's talk more about the mission of ResponsaTech. We've kind of touched the surface of it, but you're helping cannabis companies stay compliant by preventing their products and services, which of course are generally for ages 21 and over, mm-hmm. from reaching those who are underage. Mm-hmm. So let's tell the audience more about what your company and what you do and how you do it.
Okay. Well, some of the things, first of all, we will have developed best practices and policies for the industry around youth safety. And then what we can do is we have technology to monitor our members' sites for compliance. Plus, we have a hotline for people to report if there are issues. So it stays within the industry. These complaints are not going to be going to government. And as an industry, we can, you know, take care of some of the issues. Also, what we've done talking about policies, we've engaged a nonprofit organization, Youth Safety Technology Foundation, that will have a policy council of international experts who will be the ones that develop the best practices and policies that will integrate into our system. And some of these people, as I said, it is international. We think out here, California, since it's going to be the largest market, but it is international. And we actually are very proud. We have a woman, Fiona Patton, who's an MP in Melbourne, Australia, is going to be on this policy council. And she's the one that they just released a 650-page report about drug reform. And she and her other MPs and law enforcement did a junket around the world, really, finding out what different countries were doing around drug reform. So she's going to be on the policy council. We have Diane Goldstein, who's the chair of the Law Enforcement Action Partnership, LEAP. And that's very important because you want to make sure that you're working with law enforcement and they know what you're doing.
Yep.
Very important to engage all the players.
You got it. So true. Okay, so you're working with some really insightful people who have done the junket around the world, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. gathering best practices, gathering all the information needed in order for our industry to do the self-regulation and compliance that we need to do. Compliance, compliance, compliance. That's the mantra of the cannabis industry.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So Response Attack, you said you're based in California, but of course your reach is wide ranging.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, one of my co-founders is out of Canada. Another one is out of the UK. As I said, and the policy council is going to have people from different countries. And then also, we even have somebody in the policy council that's an attorney, and he's recognized expert in the areas of personal privacy, a big mm-hmm. issue now with what's been going on at Facebook. So you really have to take a look at all aspects. A lot of people wouldn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Got it. All right. Yeah, that's all really important stuff. For the cannabis industry, who, you know, most of the business owners, if not all, I hope, really want to go above and beyond, be compliant, and show the federal government, show mainstream America that we got this and we're going to do it right.
Correct.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to come back and definitely talk more about digital marketing and age restrictions. So everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Stay tuned.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected with more of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, only on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, we are back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Joan Irvine from the company ResponsaTech, focusing on responsible practices surrounding ensuring that young people don't access age-restricted content that they shouldn't be in the digital marketplace. So welcome back to the show, Joan.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk more broadly about digital marketing and age restrictions. I think the concept's pretty clear for most people what this is and what it means. And obviously, cannabis is primarily a product for adults over the age of 21, except in those cases where children are receiving medicine for severe health issues. So what other types of industries out there have age-restricted products or content that would fall into this type of compliance issue? I'm thinking alcohol, tobacco. What else is going on here?
Well, you've named some of them. Also, one of the industries that we helped in the past was the adult entertainment industry. That once again is a marginalized industry. And so it was important for them to prove that, you know, children were not involved in the films, nor that they had access to the content. So that's why we have experience with that. And one of the ways that you do that is that, no, everybody's going to access, everybody has a website. So the first access point is the website. And as we did for the adult entertainment industry, we're going to be establishing a responsible youth safety label that the industry, it will be a standard industry filtering label, and our members will add it to their sites. Parental control systems will integrate it into their software. Google, other search engines, etc., will be recognizing it. And when, let me put when, parents implement parental controls on their children's computers, iPads, and phones, children would be blocked from accessing the site. I mean, this is like the first line of defense. Plus, plus it saves bandwidth because you don't, those kids aren't going to be buying, you know?
Totally. Okay, so there is an impetus for parents to implement this on their technology at home in order for it to really work, it sounds like.
Absolutely. So parents have to do it, plus companies need to know. A lot of companies are using that, are you over 21, yes or no? This is not going to be considered sufficient by most governments. Been there, done that. They want real age verification. And this is, besides the label, the next step is the verification. It's important that people do this online and in the stores. And it's, we've partnered with a company over in the UK, since Europe has a much stronger privacy regulation. So very important to us to, you know, bring up the privacy again. And the technology, it actually maintains the anonymity of the consumer and doesn't allow any footprint linked to the customer information, yet it's auditable. So very important that people have this age verification, goes to databases and, you know, make sure that people are over 21. So that's like the next line of defense.
Got it. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Okay, so for the cannabis industry, which we know is federally illegal, but in states where it is legal, like I said, you have to be over 21 to purchase it. We know that cannabis companies can list their companies on cannabis industry websites like Leafly and Weed Maps and the like. But on the other hand, there are issues on Facebook and in Google for cannabis companies. Can you talk a little bit more about that and the impact it's having on cannabis companies?
Well, it definitely limits the market or the marketing. Let me put it in that way.
Uh-huh.
And what we will find and what we found in the past is that we would actually sit down with Google and other search engines, talk about, you know, what we were doing as far as youth safety. And once they understood that an industry was doing all these things around youth safety, and we worked together, they felt more comfortable. Not all the time on all content, but at least they were more interested in listening to us and talking with us. Also, we're working with a company and that has been doing age-restricted ad buying for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So you find out, you know, what you need to do as a company in order for certain publications to publish your ad. You know, and not everybody is going to be publishing cannabis ads, but at least we know that most the people that we'll be working with will feel more comfortable because of the regulations that ResponsiTech has developed.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, definitely seeing an impact for companies. You know, there's been guidance that you can't advertise. If you're a dispensary, you can't advertise the sale you're having that day, I believe, because it might come across the wrong audience. There's definitely implications out there. So these are long conversations that we'll be having with Facebook. And as we continue to get more sophisticated about making sure our products and services reach the right people, hopefully that eases up a bit. But do you have any advice for companies out there, maybe not even cannabis companies, but any companies who are dealing with age-restricted content? Is there any tips or tricks or methods or advice from you that they should take into account?
Tricks, no, we don't want tricks.
Okay, fair enough. No tricks. All above board.
All above. I mean, that's the thing, is you, it's being above board. We've gone, the cannabis industry has gone from, you know, being kind of a hidden group, and now we're coming out to the public. And that's a real transition. And some companies don't, you know, don't feel comfortable with that, but you need to comply. You said comply.
Mm-hmm.
That is just exactly what you need to do. And also, it's important that even with complying with youth safety and other regulations, that to know that these will change. And this is one of the reasons it's really important to participate with trade associations like NCIA and companies like Responsitech, because our job is to be staying on top of these things, you know, these issues. While businesses, their job is to grow their business. They don't have time to, you know, get into all the detail, and they're depending upon companies like NCIA and other associations and Responsitech to be doing this work for them.
Right, that makes sense. So basically, do your due diligence is the takeaway, and that is such a mantra for our industry. In addition to compliance, there's so many layers, and I've made this joke probably a dozen times before, and I didn't make it up. Somebody else said it, but cannabis is regulated more heavily than plutonium.
Oh.
So we have a lot to deal with. Quick question before we move on to our next commercial break. What else are you guys up to? What are you looking into the future to do to elevate the industry and really make this age restriction compliance issue better and more sophisticated?
Well, one of the things that we do, and this is going to be based on the industry, is going to be getting into what we call an affiliate model or affiliate sales programs.
Okay.
This is in the internet industry. So you'll have people that you'll establish relationships with, and they'll direct traffic to your website. Well, you want to know, first of all, you want to know who you're doing business with. And you want to make sure that the companies that direct, you know, business to you are following best practices and policies. Because if they're not, if they're challenged by law enforcement and your company has been working with them, there could be RICO charges against your company as if you were doing this.
Oh, RICO, R-I-C-O. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
So that by being able to, one of the things we do is that we actually monitor our member sites, and what we call is we spider up. So we go up, we have information about your affiliates, and we go up and we monitor your affiliate sites to make sure that they're complying with policies and regulations around youth safety. So it protects you. And besides RICO, it's other things are important to know, that other companies and vendors and insurers and banks and advertisers and all that, you know, will really question, you know, your company if these type of charges are, of course, they're going to question you if you have these type of charges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just need to be squeaky clean.
I totally agree. Squeaky clean. You got it. Above board. We are bringing this industry out of the darkness and into the light and shining some very bright lights. Man, both literally and figuratively again. That's pretty funny. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap up our conversation here with Joan from Responsitech. So stay tuned.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th to the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Be one of the first to register today at USCCExpo.com. That's USCCExpo.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected with more of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, only on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, we are back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio, and this is your host, Bethany. We've been talking with Joan from ResponsaTech. ResponsaTech is a member of NCIA. They recently joined, and you said earlier the importance of being part of a national trade association so that we can all be the strongest industry and the smartest industry we can be together. So what made you decide to join, and what are you liking the most about being part of the National Cannabis Industry Association?
Well, first of all, I've been a big believer in associations for decades. Because this is, you know, as I said earlier, business owners can't stay on top of everything because they're too busy managing their core business. Mm-hmm. And they need help. And the expertise of associations whose missions it is to stay on top of laws, regulations, dealing with government officials is really important. Plus, associations are kind of that neutral middle person that can develop policies that are best for the industry as a whole while considering the needs of each segment of the industry. And so that's very important, really the important role of an association like NCIA and mm-hmm. a service like ResponsaTech. And so that's like one of the first things there. So I know I can go to NCIA and say, hey, what's going on here? Or I can look at listen to a podcast or, you know, read some information. And then also associations provide a networking opportunity. That is very important, and I have been taking total advantage of the networking opportunities. I've been going to the quarterly caucuses. In fact, there was just one in Hollywood at the lovely Roosevelt Hotel, mm-hmm. and it was great and made some good contacts, and it's always good to get to know people in one's industry because these are the people you can be doing business with.
Absolutely. Actually meet people, have a conversation, shake each other's hands, tell a joke. Right, exactly. And our industry is getting bigger all the time. And at that Southern California caucus, I heard that it was busting at the seams with attendees. Mm-hmm. And then our upcoming Cannabis Business Summit and Expo, which you mentioned earlier, is in July 25th through 27th in San Jose, California. And that's our fifth year doing this Cannabis Business Summit, and it's just going to be bigger than it has ever before. So for those interested in checking that out, the website is www.cannabisbusinesssummit.com. And then for information about the quarterly caucuses, which Joan mentioned, we do those quarterly in 8 regions this year in 2018. And there's more information about that on NCIA's primary website, thecannabisindustry.org, in our events section. And then, of course, the most exciting event of the year is coming up real soon here, May 21st through 23rd in Washington, D.C. It's NCIA's 8th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days. This is our 8th year bringing cannabis industry leaders, pioneers, business owners to D.C. to meet with members of Congress and their staff and to talk about our issues, everything from banking and taxes to what Joan's talking about the ways we're trying to self-regulate to get ahead of the curve. Joan, are you coming to Washington, D.C. in May for Lobby Days?
I'm absolutely. I am going to.
Yay!
Yes, I'm so excited because I first of all, I used to be there for the last two associations, like every 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
And I even held a press conference at this prestigious Washington Press Club where NCIA will be holding a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just, it's so important for the government to see a united group of people, professional business people who want to do what's reasonable to run their business and demonstrate concern for rules and regulations for us youth safety. And when they see us, you know, it, once again, it creates a dialogue. They can understand what we're doing and we can let them know what they're doing. And one of the issues you always have is you need to make sure that we follow regulation, but regulation is reasonable enough that we can be doing business. So really looking forward. Plus there's going to be, what, 350 people, and I'm assuming the people who are going to be there are the people who are involved in policy or you know, company executives. And so there'll be a good high-level group of people there. Smart people to learn from.
Absolutely. Yeah, the group this year hopefully will be more than 300 people. We like that nice big class photo to demonstrate how big we are and how united we are. There's definitely NCIA members, business owners who have come to NCIA Lobby Days in previous years, so they're seasoned and know what to expect. And then there's even newcomers to the industry that are coming out to Lobby Days, and you know, maybe they've never lobbied before, but that's okay because we do a breakfast training session and we give you talking points and information and everything you need to know to have an effective lobbying experience. And we also create groups of about 3 to 5 people with a range of backgrounds and experience. So if you're brand new to NCIA Lobby Days, you will likely be paired in a group with a couple of individuals who have done this before. So they can coach you, they can show you the way, and just a reminder, wear comfortable shoes. Those floors are made of marble and they are not comfortable. So and you're going to be trekking a couple miles, so wear your Fitbit and it'll be a good day for you. So I'm super looking forward to it. It's the most exciting thing NCIA does. I believe everyone is just so jazzed and inspired, and it's also some of the best networking with your industry peers from all over the country. So I encourage NCIA members, you must be a member to attend, to please register if you haven't already. Start making your arrangements, book your flight, get your hotel, get your Airbnb, and let's do this for the 8th year in a row on May 21st through 23rd, 2018 in Washington, D.C. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Joan. It's going to be great.
Me too. And just to go back to one thing you were mentioning about the summit in July, I want to let you know we're going to be there. It's going to be our first trade show. We're going to have a booth, and it's going to be our official launch. So thank you so much, NCIA, for having that.
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more about the work Responsa Tech does on age-restricted content protections, go visit the booth and talk to them over at Responsa Tech this summer at the Cannabis Business Summit. Well, I think we've run out of time, but Joan, this has been a really great conversation, and I think our audience has learned a lot, and I think we all agree that we as an industry are doing what we can and then some to be the best industry that we can be. Thanks again for being on the show, and thanks everybody for tuning in to NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.